Luke chapter number 17. It's good to be back out here in Clinton, and good to be back with y'all, and good to see people here still faithful. Amen. Brother Walker's wife and his kids. I was really glad. It's always good when kids are glad to see you. Amen. And I appreciate that, man. His boy came out there, man, and daughters after a while. I mean, I tell you, the little one there, I mean, it's a blessing. It's good to have that. Amen. I know some preachers, they don't really care for that kind of stuff, but I do. Amen. I grew up in church, or I'm in church all my life, and, to me, I always made up my mind when I was younger. I thought that if I ever get old enough, get in that position, I don't want to ever think that, kids can't come up to me, talk to me, whatever, because I don't want to ever be that way. Amen. I know I grew up with some of them that they didn't have a time of day for you, and I thank the Lord that I'm able to be a blessing to some of them. Amen. And like I said, we come just today. We drove in from Enid, amen, from up there, and come on down here, and got a lot of little towns. I noticed every little town's got a Sonic, amen. I thought, man, this, amen, I like that, because, man, they closed the Sonic down in our town, amen. I said, man, one of my favorite times, happy hour, amen. They got all them drinks half price. I said, son, that's where we need to be. But anyway, nonetheless, amen. All right, let's look at here, Luke chapter 17. We'll read some verses and preach out this passage here. Bible says there in verse number 1, then said he unto disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. There's no rehabilitating that, okay? Amen. You just tie him some cinder block to his feet and drop him in the lake, amen, as far as you can. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Now that's tough. Hey man, I tell you what, man, if it's one thing, one time somebody says something to you you don't like, and then you have to forgive him, then imagine going through that, man, 7 times in a day. So disciples immediately said in verse 5, apostles said unto the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said unto them, you had a faith as a grain of mustard seed. You might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. I said it's good to see Dominguez, his wife here, man. I mean, it's been a long while. We was talking about it earlier. I was trying to remember, it was probably 20 years. Either 01 or 02, right around there somewhere, or 03 maybe. And so, but it's good to see him here, amen. Still faithful for the Lord, amen. The Bible says here, if you look at there, verse number 7 there, the Bible says this, or, no, I'm sorry, verse number 6, he said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, the Lord said to them. Now, I think most people, when they read that and they look at it as a rebuke. They look at it and say, the Lord's saying, man, you don't even have enough, and I don't think that's the way it is there. You read the rest of the chapter, there's a lot of stuff on this here, and I don't think the Lord's saying, man, he said, man, you don't even got that much faith. No, I don't think he's saying it that way. I kind of think the way he's saying it here is like, man, he said, you know what? You don't need a lot. You don't need a lot of faith. You don't need great, great giant. He said, you just need mustard seed, just a little bit. So if you got just a little bit, he said, that'll be enough. Amen. And I want to encourage you, man, with that thought this morning. Amen. You don't need a lot. You just need a little bit. And a little goes a long way. Amen. And I'm glad for that with the Lord. I know we sing that song in the psalm book there. The Bible says, the psalm book says, little is much when God is in it. I think that's the idea here of this faith here. I mean, you ain't got to have a whole bunch. Because sometimes, we get to, like the Bible says there, we get to comparing ourselves amongst ourselves. And Bible says those that do that, they're not wise. Sometimes we look at somebody who's been saved a long time. We look at preachers. We look at other missionaries. And we say, man, that bro, that's just, man, they got a lot of faith. I don't think I could ever do that. Well, you know what? You don't have to do all that. All you need is a little. Amen. You don't have to have great faith like they do. And I appreciate those that do have great faith. And I appreciate, man, our believers that have gone before us, man. Some of the greatest believers in this that's ever lived, man, they've had lots of faith. To me, George Mueller, man, one of the very inspiring men of faith. I mean, and people always look at that and think, man, look at all he did, that orphanage that he took care of, and all the times he prayed in. He was a man of great faith. Man, I don't know if I could do that. Well, yeah, we probably couldn't. But I'll tell you what, we don't need a lot. The Lord said, all you need is just a little bit here. He said, if you just had a little bit, as a grain of mustard seed. Hey, man, he said, you could save this sycamore tree. He said, man, just be thou plucked up. He said, man, you could get some things done. I think a lot of times we look at ourselves and say, man, Lord, that ain't in me. Because the disciples were saying that the Lord said, you know, this man, he messes up, you know, and he come over here, you need to rebuke him, make it right between you two. If it happens 7 times in a day, you do it 7 times a day. And they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Amen. We all can hear that. Amen. Especially in this society we live in. I mean, Bible says many offenses will come. We are there. Amen. Matthew 24 says this. It says there, many shall be offended. Oh yeah, we are in the many shall be offended days. And they're offended by everything. You can't even have dialogue, discussion. You can't even have little minor disagreements without somebody shouting and hollering at you. And you're like, whoa, 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 chill out, man. And you don't have to be that way. But man, they get all crazy on you. Man, they're offended by every little thing, man. And I was driving one of these back roads coming through El Reno. And we drove by that stadium there in El Reno. And it said, home of the Indians. Yeah. Now, I'm still glad they hadn't got rid of that over there. Man, I'm glad they still got Indians for mascot over there. That kind of makes me proud. Hey, man, I'm like, yeah. Some places, they're getting bent out of shape out of that kind of stuff. Man, I got me a shirt, man, Cleveland Indian. It says, keep the chief. I wear it, amen. I mean, I wear it every now and then. Let them know. Keep the chief. I ain't offended by that. And this day and age we live in, people are bothered by these kind of things. And the Lord said, you know what? They encountered something they had to do. And you think about your life. What is God expecting of you to do? What does God want you to do? Sometimes we read the Bible, we're like, Lord, I don't know if I knew it. Lord, I don't know if you've ever come there. Amen. You come some things in the Bible that you read and you're just like, I don't know if I can do that. Amen. I mean, if you're honest, there's parts in there. I really, for me, it's daily thing. When we read Proverbs every day, I mean, read one chapter of Proverbs. The old preacher said this. He said, just read one chapter of Proverbs. You know why? He says, a lot of meddling. You can't handle more than one chapter. Amen. I mean, he's just meddling on everything, getting all your business. I mean, you read Proverbs, he's going to get in your business somewhere. And I mean, there's days when I read Proverbs and I'm thinking, hey, amen, that's truth, but I don't want to do that. Amen. Hey, even though being saved as long as I have, there's still things I come across that Bible like, Lord, really? Or there's sometimes the Spirit of God deals with me about something, wants me to do something for the Lord, and I'll think, Lord, I don't know if we can do that, Lord. Do you know how hard that is for me? Amen. Some things are hard for me. Now, some of you, I mean, maybe nothing's hard. Maybe everything's easy for you. There's some things in my life I just think, man, Lord, I don't know how you want me to do that. That is, I don't know. Amen. Sometimes, man, there's fears that overcome us. We all have our individual fears. We all have worries. We all have anxieties. We all have doubts. We all have times of confusion. Like, Lord, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do. You know what the Lord says? He said, man, you don't need a lot of faith right now. You don't need a lot. He said, just a little bit. That's all you need right now. Amen. You don't need a whole bunch, man, to do great things. It's in order to get down the road, in order for you to get to that destination, in order for you to get to that decision, in order for you to get to that choice. He said, man, you just need just a little right now before you get there. And I'm glad for that this morning. Amen. I'm glad this morning, man, God is not expecting me to have a big old, man, huge whatever before I even get used of God. He said, just a little bit right now. And I want to look at that here for a little while, man. Just a little what? Let me say, give you a few things here. Number one, let me say, man, we just need just a little bit of personal faith. Just a little bit of personal faith. I mean, just a little bit of me putting my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming up here right near 40 years now. And in 1983, the summer of 1983, around about August, right there, that's when, man, was the time, man, that I come to the Lord and asked the Lord to save me. I mean, several hours west from here, man, near the Four Corners, man, they're right there in Shiprock, New Mexico. That's where I asked the Lord to save me. I mean, it's coming up now 40 years. A little bit of personal faith has carried me a long ways. Amen. That was the day when I said, Lord God, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want God to anything, Lord God, to mess me up here, Lord God. I need to be saved. And that was that little bit of personal faith it took. Amen. And from that day forward, man, the Lord, he always saved me. But man, from that day forward, faith's been growing. And that's what you need. You just need a little bit of personal faith. I assume most of you saved, but at the same time, I have to, as a preacher, I can't assume you all are. I know I am. Amen. Amen. I think my wife is pretty much. Amen. I know she feels the same way about me sometimes. She look at me and like, well, I wonder if he's saved. Amen. I mean, amen. But anyway, man, I mean that sometimes, man, I know I am. Not sometimes. I know I am all the time. And as a result, you know what, man, that little bit of personal faith that started there, man, when I got saved. And then after that, man, a little bit of personal faith, man, just putting in the Lord and about things of God. And I said, man, you know what? That's all I need right there. And started it, began to grow, began to trust them with my soul, then began to trust them with other little things. And man, through the years, I can see, man, what little things trusted him for there, and then trusted him for the next thing, trusted him for the next thing. And man, next thing you know, it became a lot easier. Next thing you know, man, we're making these moves across the country. Next thing you know, we're going from location to location, going out of the country, going to different places in the world. You think, how'd that happen? Just a little bit. It didn't start off real big. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think, bro, man, when I was sitting there in church, I would think one day, man, be traveling the country and going across the world, giving the gospel to people, amen, living for the Lord. Never. Amen. Even with you, bro, when you came, man, I never thought, man, we'd be meeting up, man, 20 years later, man. Man, and man, still doing both work for God. And that blessed me, because our age group needs a lot of help. Man. What did it start with, though? Just a little bit. You didn't need a lot. Well, I don't know, preacher. I know, there's tough. If you start comparing yourself with others, you're going to get discouraged. Man, I can't do what they do. Yeah, you're probably right. But start with a little bit now. Amen. Not only a little bit of personal faith, but let me say this here. There's some other things here. Not only a little bit of personal faith, but I believe this here. A little bit of praise goes a long way. What I encourage churches, man, today, man, just praise the Lord, man. A little bit of praise. It goes a long way. Sometimes, man, we kind of, I don't know if it is just our nature or sometimes we're just not used to that, but it's hard for us to praise and enjoy God. But you know what you need to learn how to do? You need to learn how to do that. Well, I just don't get excited or emotional, and this is a little bit beyond that. You know why? This is where you kind of, in some ways, you got to make yourself do it. You know why? One thing, when you begin to ponder what God has done for you, amen, man, He deserves this. Amen. I mean, when you get to heaven, man, you read about everything you read about heaven, man, there are people crying out, man, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. I mean, they're up there saying, worthy is the Lamb. They're singing unto Him a new song. They're, man, praising Him. For, I mean, that's what it's going to be like. And here, I think He deserves it here too. I don't believe we need to wait till we get there and say, well, I'm going to go to praise class when I get there. No, man. Right now is your praise class. Amen. School's in session right now. You're going through some hardship. You're going through some hard times. It's a good time, man, just lift up your hands and let the Lord know, and let the world know and everyone around you. Hey, I love God. He is the best. Amen. There is no one better than Him. And without Him, I'd have never made it. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. The last couple of years, my wife and I, our song, really the song of our soul has been, man, that song there by old Job sang. See, last time we was here, man, nothing had happened yet. Remember that, man? It was literally went back the next week, and then they shut down everything. Everybody got scared, and all these things are happening. We was here, man. I was here, and none of that had happened yet. Got home, man, all of a sudden, then people start saying, well, we're going to cancel a meeting. We're going to postpone this. And next thing you know, postpone, cancel. Next thing you know, man, we had no meetings from March till July. Because everybody just shut it down. You know what God gave my wife and I? Gave us a song. That old song about Job there, man, where it says there, man, the Lord had given, but the Lord taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served Him before, and I'll serve Him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I served Him with meetings. We'll serve Him without meetings. Amen. Why? He's still worthy. Amen. I mean, He's not to blame for anything. Amen. I tell you what, if you ever want to blame the Lord for anything, remember, that's what Calvary is all about. Calvary is where He took the blame for everything. Amen. You get all these debates with atheists and all these people who don't know no better.
And they talk about, well, you know, if God was, you know, if God was a, if God's really a God of love, how come he lets these typhoons? How come he lets this hurricane? How come he lets earthquake? How come he lets volcano? How come he lets all these people die, these innocent children? Whatever blame you want to put on him, that's what he took there at Calvary. Man, I mean, he said, I'm the just for the unjust. Whatever you want to blame me for, he said, that's why he was at Calvary. Man. And man, since he paid it in full, I want to give him the praise and the glory. I want to let the world know, yeah, man, you can blame him, but you know what? He took care of it. And man, no, he took care of it for you. He took care of it for me. He took care of it for those that hate him. Amen. Man, hallelujah. Amen. A little bit of praise goes a long way. You don't need a lot. Well, I don't know if I could do what you do. Well, you probably couldn't. But you know what you could do? Every now and then, you probably raise your hand for the Lord. Hallelujah. Man. We'll work on that touchdown praise, amen, where you do that, amen. Amen. And when we combine all the words together, some people, they can't do that. And some people, man, it's like, y'all, why you said praise the Lord? And I don't know if I can do all those. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. And that's too much for some of you. Some of you right now, it's just amen. Some of you probably can't even do that. Yeah, you're still at the grunt stage. Now, just do it for the Lord, amen. I mean, you get some truth today. Even a nod will be all right, amen. A little bit go a long way, man. Next you know, you'll be like, yeah, amen, that's good. Yeah, I like that. Man, it's nothing wrong, and I think it's taught, too, as well, a lot of that. I mean, she's young children, man. See, if it embarrasses you now, let them grow up thinking it's normal. Well, I wasn't raised that way. Well, raise them that way. Amen. Man, that way they'll grow up and say, oh, that's normal. What's wrong with y'all? Amen. A little bit of praise. Not only there, a little bit of praise, a little bit of personal faith. Let me say this also, man. What else we need to do? I believe this, a little bit of paying attention to yourself goes a long way. He says that in that verse there. He says, take heed to yourselves. I like how he says it's impossible, but the offenses will come. And he said, then he talks about that offense there in 2. Man, just kind of nails that right there. But then he says there, you know what? Take heed to yourself. He said, you don't be a defender. Amen. I mean, if there's some people being jerks, whatnot, you don't be the jerk. Amen. I mean, the gospel message is offensive enough. The Bible says, man, about the offense of the cross. That offends people's pride. That offends their religion. That offends everything about it. We're going to preach it without apology. But I mean, we don't have to go out here, man, and just be a jerk toward people. Amen. We ain't got over there, man, to let everybody know, man, they're such an idiot or whatnot. But I'll tell you what, man, the Bible says just pay a little attention to yourself. Well, I can't help it. Well, probably you could help something a little bit. Amen. Well, preacher, I just can't help, man. I just fly off the handle all the time. We'll help you get back on it. Amen. Amen. You know, some people out there, the people that say that, well, I just have a temper and I lose it every now and then. Oh, there's some men that can help you find it. If you're a man, amen. Amen. Some of you ladies, some other ladies, they'll help you find that temper back. I got to give them peace of mind. No. You just keep what all you need, all you got right there. Just hang on to it. Amen. Some of those things, pay attention to yourself. Just, they go a long ways. So, well, preacher, I struggle with all that. I understand, but there's some things, man, just. And it's all right. You learn to do for yourself. Amen. Just push yourself. Motivate yourself for the Lord. I've encouraged people, man. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, man, bettering yourself in the service of God. Whatever it might be. I mean, read, learn. Amen. Read as much as you can. Amen. And stay as much as you can in the Bible and around the things of God. Man, better yourself if it's physically or mentally or whatever. Learn. Amen. Get yourself around the things of God. Man, get closer to God. Find yourself some way better. Be a benefit to others. Amen. Pay attention to yourself. Don't let yourself, amen, get away. Don't let your flesh get the best of you. Bible says, keep under my body. Bring it to subjection. Man, I can keep my tongue under subjection. Amen. Keep my eyes under subjection. Man, keep my ears under subjection. We tell our children, man, keep your hands to yourself. I don't think anybody says that anymore to their kids anymore. You ever notice that? Amen. And I'm not talking about here. Amen. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about, you know, some places we go and I'm thinking, man, he's in everything. I just watch people and their kids, you know, and I think, Yeah, man. I mean, Somebody needs to help them there, man. Tell them, say, hey.
You know, no, we don't want to hurt his thing.
No, no, no. He probably needs to be hurt a little bit. Say, hey, buddy, no, no, no. You don't do that. You're in public.
Amen. Amen. You know, and see, parents have found a cheap way now.
Just give them a device.
Right.
Here. Here. Calm down. No, 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 man.
That's a whole nother thought there, but we'll not go there. Amen. Well, next thing here, you know what else here? A little bit goes a long way. A little bit of patience with folks goes a long ways. That verse there says this, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. I always like that stipulation there because some people, you know, there's two kind of people. There's the people who are doormats. Then there's the people who are, they carry a grudge.
They both mentioned that verse there. The person who's a doormat, he jumps over if he repent. He just immediately don't rebuke him. He just kind of like, all right, well, you're forgiven. Why? Because he's a doormat. He or she just like don't want conflict, don't want problems, and like, oh, yeah, 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 it's all right, it's all right. And it's like, and they're just trying to smooth everything over. It's okay, just forgive him. No, the Bible says if they did wrong, rebuke him. The person who's a doormat, they won't do that. They won't say, you know what, he did wrong, she did wrong. And say, hey, this is why you're wrong, because the Bible says you're wrong. God says you're wrong, man. The laws of the Lamb, morality says you're wrong. Doormat just kind of says, ah, oh, it's all right, just let it be. It's okay, it's okay. Just, we'll just forgive him, just let go. And I think it makes it look spiritual, because the Bible says the Lord said, turn the other cheek. And kind of make it think like it's okay. No, it ain't. Some of that stuff, man. You don't have to be a doormat. The passage you need right there is right there. Rebuke him. And they say, oh, that's hard. Yeah. You think all 12 disciples had an easy time doing that? You could say Peter did. I mean, Peter didn't have no problem with that. He had no problem rebuking, running around, running front and center, getting mad at everybody, whatever. But I'm sure there's a few back in there kind of like, it's all right, man, just let it be. John, James, they were the ones that, Lord, shall we call down fire? Burn them up, Lord, they don't like you. You know, no, they were quick on that. But a lot of the disciples are kind of like, no, just let me, it's all right. Or to know, we need to rebuke them. Some of the disciples, they came to the Lord and they said, Lord, don't you know that the Pharisees were offended in thee? Lord, don't you know, come on, Lord, don't be stirring up stuff. Lord said, no, they need to hear that. Amen. See, sometimes those of you that are here this morning that are doormats, every now and then you need to take a stand and say, hey, that ain't right. And just rebuke it.
Amen. Those of you doormats, and the others that are not doormats, you're a grudge keeper. You're the one that, man, rebukes everyone, and then you hold a grudge. You won't forgive them.
They're wrong. Bless God. I ain't going to forget it either, man. Forget about them. And then you're mad at them the rest of your life and everything. Amen. You're mad at them, man. So, well, they just did me wrong. That's what they did. And I always remember it. As far as I know, Brother AJ, man, you and I, we haven't had no problem, amen, 20 years, so. I'm not holding nothing against him, amen. I saw his picture on that thing, I think, well, amen, I get to see him again. Amen, that was a blessing, amen. I wasn't like, oh, man, I don't know if we need to go, man. Do we need to pray, you know, do I need to call him first, you know. I always wonder about preachers that have that, day. You know, they look at the name, who's going to be there, and then they're like, oh, I don't know. I know there's some that think that. I mean, they think that right off the bat. Oh, they're going to be there. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to. It's just a void. No, just, you know how to be voided? Do what the verse says.
Go in privately. Say, hey, buddy, man, we got this problem, man. Let's get it fixed.
Amen. You did me wrong, and let's get it right.
Amen. But some people, like I said, they want the grudge keeper. He says, nah, I ain't forgiving him. And the Lord took even a step further. He went to the next verse. He said,
you know, if he falls, man, if he comes to you and messages you seven times, he said, forgive him. You know what we all think right there? We all think right there. Well, if he really meant it, he wouldn't have to repent of it seven times. Well, you got to forget. You forget now. Proverbs 24, verse 16 says, the just man falleth. How many times? And riseth up again. Now, the Bible said the just man. Didn't say a heathen. It didn't say, man, someone who was wicked. It said the just man, he falls seven times. We all use that verse to encourage, oh, bro, just go ahead and try again. Get back up, brother. Amen. Just get right with God and let's go on for it. We all use that verse right there, but do you ever stop and use it for this sense right here? Someone, man, bugs you and, man, messes up, does you wrong, and you're like, all right, bro, you know, let's get this right again. No, we'll just hold and grudge. Man, if he really repented, he wouldn't be doing that. You don't know that. Amen. That's why the Lord put it on them, and that's why they all stepped back and said, you kidding me, Lord? I don't know if I could do that. See, you know what goes a long way? A little bit of patience with folks. Amen. Don't be a doormat, but at the same time, don't be jumping over there, beating over the head over everything. Everybody ain't going to do what you think they should do. The world would be an easier place if they all did what I thought they should. Don't we all think that way? Man, if they just did what I thought they should have done, man, this would have been better. Amen. We all think that. We all think that, man, if we all, you know, as parents, we look at our kids and say, man, if my kids would have done that, they would have been better off. Then we look at each other and sometimes churches, we said, man, if that brother had done this, man, the church would be better. If that guy would have sung, and if she would have done this, and she wouldn't have done that. No, 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 no. No one's ever going to meet your standard. You know how I know? You don't even meet it. That's why you're mad and aggravated with yourself every day. Every day you look at yourself, you're mad at yourself. You're aggravated with all your shortcomings, your flaws, your failures. And how, if you can't even meet your standard, how do you expect the world to meet yours? That's why a little bit of patience with folks just goes a long ways. Say, all right, man, you know, well, he's getting it right. She's getting it right. All right, then just pray for him. Amen. That'll help you. Amen. I know some of you, you've been around on this earth a lot longer than I have, and some of you probably hung on to some grudges for a long while. Let some of that go.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like, all right, man, well, be all right, man. Pray the Lord to help me with that and go on. Well, what else here? Amen. Since we're doing so nice here, amen, let's move on here. A little bit of patience with folks, a little bit of paying attention. Man, a little bit of what else? Man, personal faith, a little bit of praising. Amen. Let me say this here, man, a little bit of praying and pleading for help. I like how they came to the Lord right there. They recognized at the end of verse 4 there was something that they could not do. And they said, Lord, increase our faith. They didn't say, Lord, we can't do that. They thought it, but they didn't say, give up and say, well, we can't do it, forget it. But Lord, increase our faith to do it. Sometimes that's what we need is a little bit of help to do what we got to do for God. You know how we find that? Praying and pleading with the Lord, asking for help. Lord, I need some help. I encourage everybody everywhere, man, spend some time in prayer. Build your prayer life, man. Man, talk to the Lord, man. Pour out your heart to Him. Man, spend time, as much time as we spend in reading our Bibles, and some of you here, man, go spend the same time in prayer. Man, praying for things. Man, taking matters specifically. I'm of the firm belief here. The reason why a lot of things, people say, I've been praying for that a long time. They've not been specific and have not poured out their heart over it. They kind of just read over a list to God. Lord, bless this, bless that, help that. Lord, you know their situation. Lord, You ever come to God with a specific situation and say, Lord God, this right here. If you don't get on and do something about it, dear God, I don't know what's going to happen. And my heart aches because of it, Lord God, would you? And man, just pour it out there. Amen. Well, we're doing good in time here. Look, go over here with me. I'll show you. Look at Luke 24. We'll make this our last point. A little bit goes a long way. We'll encourage you. You don't need a lot. You just need a little. I want to show you some passages where I learned how to pray and learned how to have a walk with God. This really helped me. In Luke chapter 24, you have here after the resurrection, you know, they're telling people there that Jesus rose back from the dead in verse number 9, 10, 11, 12. And in verse 13, talks about how two of them went that day on that road to Emmaus. Bible says they're walking down. Notice verse 4, and they talked together all these things which had happened, came to pass while they communed together and reasoned. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. So notice here, their speech did not change. Verse 15. They were reasoning, they were communing together, they were friends, You ever just talk to somebody, man, like your friend, man, you just, someone you just, like we said, you pour out your heart to them. That's these two guys, man. They're like, man, they said he might rose again. I don't know, man. He was crucified 3 days ago. Man, he's, man, I don't know how to do this, man. What are we going to do now? Somebody said they saw him. Really? Where? You think it's him? I don't know. Maybe it is. Man, we've been following, man. What was he saying? Bible says Jesus joined, and they didn't even know. So their speech didn't change. Their manner of speech. And I like what the Lord says there. He says there, verse 17, he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? So immediately the Lord picked up on their heart and he said, hey, why are y'all so sad? Why are y'all broken for, man? You know what that shows me? He was interested in what made them sad. You know, the Bible says he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. God says, man, something bugging you. What's going on? Now, the standard answer, you know, right? Read on now. I'll read it to you here a little bit. But one of them named Cleopas answered him, art thou not a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast not known things that are coming in pass? Verse 19, the Lord says, he said, what things? This is where I learn how to pray. Get a hold of God and help my fellowship with the Lord. You know what our standard answer is when the Lord says, what things? You say, well, you're Lord, you know. God knows. You know what our prayer is a lot of times? Well, the Lord knows those situations. We'll just, Lord, you do something for it. Here's God in the flesh. Here's God who knows our thoughts afar off, knows your motives, knows your heart, knows why you do things, knows your spirit. He knows everything in your mind. He knows what you're thinking. But then he asks you, what things? And forgive the figure of speech. It's just a figure of speech. I don't mean this disrespect to the Lord, but the Lord was playing dumb with them. He's like, what are y'all talking about? I don't know. He already knows. Why did he ask? Because he wanted them to tell him. You know what your prayer life is? God knows, yeah. He knows it's burning your heart. He knows something's burdened. He knows things, but he's asking you, why don't you pour it out? Well, Lord knows. Yeah, he does know, but he wants you to tell him anyway. And say, hey, Lord. And I like how the God, he does. He does pour it out, man. And they said, and he said, concern Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, mighty deed, word for God and all people. Chief captains, our ruler, delivered him, be condemned dead, and I'm crucified him. Notice here his frustration and all his pain here. Verse 21. We trusted that it should have been him which should have redeemed Israel. He said, we thought he was the Messiah. And besides all this, it's the third day that things happened. He said, we even got a little excited. Somebody said they saw him over here, and they didn't find his body, and certain of them they wept and we cried and said, We don't even know if it was him. Man, they're pouring out their heart to the Lord. They're showing their frustration. They're saying, man, we followed him all this time and we saw the things he did. And man, it's just like, he's gone. And the Lord, man, he steps right in there and he says, oh, not Christ that suffered all these things? Entering his glory and beginning at Moses. Now he began to give the scriptures all about himself. You know what happens at the end of this thing? He rebukes them, though, a little bit there. He's, old fools, slow of heart to believe all the prophets spoken. And I like down there, they say this, and after he leaves, they said, did not our heart burn within us? Well, he talked with us, by the way. You know what that is? That's fellowship with God. That's your prayer life. You know why I know a lot of Christians, man, their prayer life ain't good anymore? They don't do that. They're just happy with, well, you know, Lord knows, and then they read a list of God, go through the motions. You ever come across a name on your list? And you've been like, Lord, I love that person, Lord God, and they're lost. They seem to be good, dear God, but God, I try to tell them, and we just argue, and God, I don't want to. God, I want to see them saved. God, there's something you can deal with their heart about, dear God. There's some way you could reach them, Lord God, that I can't. I just get frustrated, Lord God. I know the passage but what to believe. I know they're going to hell, dear God, but I don't want them to go. Ooh, you pour out your heart like that. You know, and the Lord looks at that and he says, oh, yeah. We can do something about that. Hey, man. Most of us, when we pray, we're just like, well, Lord, pray for someone who needs to be saved.
Lord, bless them over here.
Lord God, that family, Lord God, they're struggling. Lord God, they're doing the best they can. He got a job, Lord God. She got a job. And Lord, they're working through hard things. Lord God, their kids are struggling. God, and Lord, I know, Lord God, they really need your help, Lord God. And Lord, I don't know what kind of blessing. If you want me to give them something, I will, Lord God. Lord, if you could put something on them today, put encouragement in their heart, Lord God. Put a smile on their face, dear God. Send them something, dear God, Lord. And let it just encourage them to go down the road even more, Lord God. I don't want to see them get out. I want to see them keep going for you, Lord. I mean, pouring your heart into the thing. Amen. Sometimes, like I said, our prayer life, man, a little bit more effort in our prayer life, a little bit more just our heart into it. That'll help your prayer life, your walk with God. I know, we all know God knows. He's God. But He's asking you what thing? That's why the Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You know why? He's giving you an invitation. He said, come on, tell me. Tell me why that's bothering you.
Sometimes, and I don't mean this out of disrespect for my Lord, but man, there's been times I've, down south, we call it a come to Jesus meeting.
Son, I tell you what, man, that's where the Lord and I, we have it out.
Well, I never done that.
Well, you're too proud. I'll be sometimes you ought to probably had it out with the Lord, your frustration, anger, and all that. That's why you don't let that bitterness build. You don't let that self-righteousness get take a root in your heart. You don't let all that get you messed up. Why? Because, man, when you have it out with God, like, you know what happens after a while? A lot of times He just loves you up in His arms. Man, pours that balm of Gilead, and the Spirit of God begins to stir in your heart, man. And you think of all the forgiveness of God, man. You begin to plead the blood. Oh, God, thank you. God, I'm sorry I had that attitude. But God, I had to tell you because that's the way I felt. Woo. Man, I don't know about you, man, but a little bit. Your prayer, pleading for help and pouring your heart into it, that'd go a long way. Help your prayer life. See, I want to be a great prayer warrior. I'll put a little more heart into it. Put a little more details and your life into it. God ain't asking for much. He said, you got a little bit? He said, go ahead. Let's use that.
Amen. Let's bow our heads in this morning.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, you don't start us off, Lord God, at, Lord, step C, Lord God, or D or E, Lord God. You always take us to the first thing, Lord God. And, Lord, just a little bit, Lord God. God, I'm glad, Lord God, that from that little we can grow, Lord, and grow for you. God, I don't know where these folks are at in their own spiritual life, their walk with you, but I pray, God, you'd help them. And God, I pray, God, that you'd help them to continue to grow forward for you and be a blessing for you, Lord God. Lord, we love you, Lord God, and if our love can ever get stronger, sometimes just need a little bit more, Lord God, for our part, just to tell you I love you today and move on from there, Father. Have your way now in this time, we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.